awesome. Yeah, he is actually.
Sterling, I hope you don't die.
No.
Donald. Oh, you're talking about sorry.
Yeah, well, we're all going to be dead someday, Matty T. I hate to break it to you. You might live forever.
You and I are going to live forever.
Me and Matty are going to get taken up in the rapture.
Well, it depends if you believe in the phrase.
Right, Matty?
Yeah, just like in that Seth Rogen movie.
If you believe in the saying, only the good die young, I do have a chance to live to be 700 or 800. I believe that.
I don't always believe in that.
Hmm. But because Bill Vickery's still alive or for some other reason?
33 is the age I'm actually worried about. If I get past 33, I think I'm going to be all right.
That was
a lot of people go out at 33.
That was a mark that I had for a while until I hit 34 Bill. And I was like, ah, made it.
I'm just kidding, Bill. I love you. All right, we're joined by Chris from
Bill.
Wild River Country, where tonight...
You'll be living it up.
For whatever reason, he's invited Pat to take his shirt off with a bunch of folks who are going to come out there and hang. So,
yeah, what are we going to do? Are we going to go down the slides? Are we going to go down swimming? We are going to make big splashes. We're going to do it all.
Well, not that I don't appreciate you, but we are not going to go do anything together with your shirt off, but... I'm sure the people at the park will enjoy running around. You can do whatever you like as long as you follow the rules. You know,
right.
You can run around and
the
and
rules
do
are no speedos.
Like. No speedos.
No running.
No running.
And no pushing people in the pool.
No pushing. No diving. No head first.
But there's no rule on no shoes, no shirt, no service, right?
No, we have plenty of that going on.
What if somebody tried to go down the slide with their shoes on? Is there a rule against that?
No, some of the slides you can actually ride. With your shoes on.
Really?
See, I've got those really ridiculous dad shoes that you wear to the beach.
Which ones are those?
Well, they're like they're almost like sock, like footy, but they're like they're like beach shoes.
Yeah, like aqua socks.
Yeah, they're aqua socks. That helps. Thank you. But it's nice because when you walk on the sand, it's 175. You don't burn your feet.
Some rocks, and it's just
and
tough.
Flip-flops really do not perform well in sand, so just saying. But at Wild River Country, of course, they're all set.
They are. You know, actually, when we took over the property, a lot of the big complaints were how hot the concrete was and everybody's feet, and it's because they didn't allow shoes on several of the rides, and we changed that because a lot of the ride rules are made by the slide manufacturers, not the park, and we abide by it. And a lot of the rules were like, well, you can wear shoes on all the rides that have tubes, so it really helped people complain. You know, they complain about the hot concrete because they could wear shoes anywhere in the park, and then on the few body slides we have, they can just take them off and hold them in their hands as they go down.
Do you have one of those slides that goes like straight down and scares people to death?
Man, that was the worst. The best I've ever been
best
on.
Best worst ever.
No, we do not have a drop slide currently.
Thank God, because those are scary as heck. I don't want anything to do with one of those.
You actually come off the slide, which is the scariest thing of all times.
Yeah. Although it's amazing. You never hear about people falling off those and dying.
No, yeah. Gravity's strange. A son of a gun.
It really is quite weird.
That, what was he, Newton?
The other thing is, Sir Isaac, you're never going to get stuck upside down like you are in a at an amusement park occasionally, too. So.
What do you think is the scariest deal down there?
Well, probably our most popular ride is probably the accelerator. It's a single or double tube, and it is it's a semi. It's a serpentine, so you kind of go over the hump and then down, down. And then we also have the family raft ride, which you can ride a two-person tube or a four-person tube.
Okay.
So those two are probably the biggest.
What'd you say was the name of the first one?
It's called the Accelerator.
The Accelerator.
Yeah.
I've always been a lazy river guy.
If you go to our website, I believe you can click on, you can actually
If you click on attractions.
You can actually ride. The ride. You can actually see the ride.
Oh, you got like GoPro video.
Yes.
Matty T wants to ride the brake. He's about that. He wants to go slow.
I see him over the Cyclone.
The Cyclone
pipeline?
Is the family raft one. That's the popular one also.
Chris, what were you doing before you got into Wild River Country?
Well, before I'd worked for, it's funny, you're talking about Daniel Snyder. I worked for Six Flags when he bought out Six Flags way back. And got a chance to meet him. And if he in fact said never, he probably means that. So,
I heard he was going to change the name of the park to Six Flags Over Redskins, but they talked him out of it.
It may have been. I don't know. Okay. You know, he owns Johnny Rocket, and they brought Johnny Rocket into Six Flags. So he's pretty he's a smart guy, but when he says something, he probably is going to stick to it.
Smart, stubborn, and rich is an all too often combination. So does happen.
After Six Flags, I went to work for Great Wolf before actually coming home. It's pretty cool because I'm actually from North Little Rock, and I worked at Wild River Country as a lifeguard the first year it was open.
Is that right? What year was that?
In 1985.
Okay.
So when I was at college. So It was pretty cool that now I'm actually coming back to North Little Rock after 20-something years and getting to.
How many folks you get coming through there on an average summer day?
Anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 on an average day. On weekends, of course, it goes up.
Is there something special going tonight with Pat out there, or is it just an average business as usual, lots of fun type of thing?
No, I mean, there's a promotion going on where they can get in for $15 plus tax during the time that Pat's there, during the buzz time. But it's business as usual today. I left the park, and we had quite a few people already in the park this morning. So,
what's a season pass cost?
Right now it's $79.99. It just went up.
It's a great deal.
Well, it just went up. Our cheapest time to buy it is in September, right, when the season's over, obviously. And at that point, we sold them for $49.99.
Wow.
And then it was $54.99. I mean,
I can have that much fun in one day.
Well, a lot of people say the price is high, and I'm sure it is for a lot of people. What people don't understand is how much it really costs to operate, a park. Even that's not a huge water park like some of the Six Flags parks, but it costs a lot to operate it. So you have to have some kind of charge.
I think for a yearly pass, it's a heck of a deal. How many slides do you have total?
We have 13 attractions.
Okay.
So that includes the wave pool, the lazy river.
The tad pool?
The tad pool is for the kids area.
What if you're a big kid? What if you're just a big kid like Pat?
Afraid of water.
You can go sit in the water. It'd probably be about up to your belly, and then you can sit there and watch the fountains.
Or in my case, over my head.
Yeah, I see a on your website, volleyball.
We do. We have a volleyball.
Sand volleyball courts.
We have a volleyball court up on top of the hill. It's really not used that much, but
sand volleyball.
Sand volleyball.
Do you have a volleyball net in any pool anywhere? Because that's really more my speed.
We do not.
Okay, that's a lot of fun. If you can ever pull that together.
We do have a net going across one of our pools with lily pad. It's called the lily pad crawl. So you have to hold on to the net and maneuver your way across the lily pads to the other side.
Chris. What about private events? If people wanted to put on a soiree there, you guys do that?
We sure do. We book out, today we have three different groups there today in the normal operation, but we do that as well as we also will rent out the facility. And usually that's done right after we close in September or right before we open to buy out groups.
Okay. So, you got that. I was going to ask you about...
First 100 people get a buzz koozie. By the way, so we'll have some buzz swag out there.
That's what I've heard, and that's awesome.
And a discounted admission tonight?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, $15. We mentioned that. That's a good deal. What about food? You guys have food out there?
We do. We have our main cookhouse, which serves the traditional park food, hamburgers, hot dogs, corn dogs, pizza, and so on.
You have a signature item?
Well, our chicken tenders are pretty good, I would say. But we also have this year new. We have cheese bites that are fried, and then it's served with if you like strawberry or something like that. Everyone, all of our staff are telling me how great. I haven't tried them yet, but all the staff's telling me how great they really are this year.
How many employees on a daily basis are out there?
On a daily basis, probably about 115.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have a staff of just under 300 for the summer. Most of them are, the high school and college age.
Sure.
So.
And you got the bargain deal as far as the daily pass today, but what's a typical daily pass?
Typical daily pass is $29.99 for someone who's 48 inches and above. For under 48, it's $20.99 because there's a couple rides, the smaller children can't ride on. And and then we have, we have PM Plunge, which is after 3 o'clock, and that can be it's $20.99 for that.
I know what I was going to ask you. You have adult, don't you have a couple of adult nights through the year too?
We are. We're bringing back due to popular demand. We came when we took over the park. We were like, this is going to be a family park. We're not going to serve alcohol. We're not going to. But we were bombarded last year by adults saying, we want you to bring back adult night. It was so fun for adults to come out and
act like kids.
There's no kids around. Well, that's what our motto is, where the entire family can be a kid.
Right.
And so many of the adults are like, yeah, but we'd like to come without our kids. I'm like, okay. So we decided to go ahead and bring family night back. It's the fourth Friday of every month. We're going to have three of them this year. We're going to have a local DJ for the first one, which is next Friday night, and that's from 8 to 11. So the park will close at 7. We'll clean and reset everything. And then
not tomorrow, the week after?
A week from tomorrow
night. So the 27th, is that what that is? Yeah.
Yes, and then it'll be the fourth Friday of of July and the fourth Friday of August.
Okay.
So people are allowed to they're allowed to bring in beer and wine.
Okay.
On their own. We don't sell it at the park, but they're able to bring it in a cooler. It has to be in a plastic or aluminum can. No hard liquor, just beer and wine.
What are the hours on that deal?
That'll be from 8 to 11.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think there'll be, you know.
It'll be a good time.
I want to go.
But you can bring kids, or there are
No, we're only selling tickets for 21 and older.
The thing about it is, and I'm with you, I mean, I'm all for adult family time at the park. I mean, that's what it's about, and especially the water park. However, it is hard for parents when there's a water, and I know you guys have plenty of staff, it sounds like, on keeping an eye on it. But it is, you get a little stressed. You want to make sure to keep an eye on your kids. It's hard to totally relax if you're a parent taking your kid to water parks, because I've been there and done that, or any amusement park for that matter, and you've worked at other kinds too. I mean, there's a little level of stress. It's a relaxing day. It's a fun family outing, but there is still a little bit of, I got to keep an eye on them. It'd be nice to only have to keep an eye on yourself for a little while. That would be
very
a good time.
True.
Yeah. Well, Chris, we appreciate the association with you guys.
We'll
and,
be there 5 o'clock, 5 to 7. Koozies, $15 to get in. And what time you close?
Yeah, I was just going
to
ask that.
We close at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
What's your daily hours?
Well, Mondays we close, Monday and Tuesdays we close at 6. On Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays we close at 7, then we close at 8 on Sunday night. Saturday night.
Okay. And you close on Sunday?
No, Sunday we open at 12 noon.
Okay.
And we're open till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
But the best way, in case I'm misstating anything, is to go to our website and look at the daily calendar. And each day it'll tell you what our hours are.
What is your website?
It is www.wildrivercountry.com.
That's easy enough.
Easy. The beer on the front of the website says, today we are open. So let's get to it.
The bear?
The bear.
Oh, the bear.
The bear.
You know, his Boston accent makes it sounds like it's a...
He's the mascot.
It's like a big Budweiser can on the front. The
no,
bear.
No, they can't
the
do
bear.
That. They can't
gotcha.
Do that.
That makes way more sense. Okay. All right, Chris, thanks for coming up, man. We appreciate it. Good luck
thanks,
with Pat
buddy.
Tonight. And don't get caught in any pictures with Pat with his shirt off.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having us on.
Flying around the internet.
Oh, we've all been caught up in one of those over the years, I promise you.
They're just embarrassed. Nobody wants to take their shirt off. When I have mine off.
Well, that's right. You're dead sexy. Later in the show, we've got McDonald's birthday trivia. We're going to play the word.